From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The National Hurricane Center now predicts Hurricane Alex will come ashore sometime tonight south of the Texas-Mexico border. From member station KEDT in Corpus Christi, Shane Barker reports the Rio Grande Valley region of Texas is bracing for the storm.
Deep South Texas is ready for Alex. The Category 1 hurricane is now about 200 miles offshore on a more westerly track, bringing it ashore south of the Texas-Mexico border near the Laguna Madre. Corpus Christi is already feeling the effects of the storm. Heavy rains and winds set in overnight, but the coastal bend doesn't expect much more than several days of rain and widespread flooding, which is common in this low-lying coastal area. Brownsville and the lower Rio Grande Valley will see more of the storm's effects. Hundreds of buses are on standby to evacuate valley residents, and Governor Rick Perry has declared a disaster area in 19 South Texas counties, allowing emergency officials to pre-stage teams to react. For NPR News, I'm Shane Barker in Corpus Christi.
Hurricane Alex is far from the cleanup area from the gushing, ruptured BP oil well in the Gulf, but it's still having an effect, washing more oil ashore as waters become more agitated. Dozens of boats used to combat the spill are now tied up because of Alex, and boom devices for keeping oil away from shore are being tossed around. Senate Democratic leaders are agreeing to delete a fee on banks from a financial regulation bill as they scramble for Republican support. NPR's John Itzde has details on what's now being proposed, including shutting down the big federal bailout fund early.
Senate Democrats made the move to round up enough votes to pass the legislation in the Senate. Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown, one of four Republicans who had voted for an earlier version of the legislation, said he wouldn't vote for the final bill because the fee, which he called a tax, had been added during House and Senate negotiations last week. Democrats added the fee to cover the cost of the bill and keep it deficit neutral. Now they'll pay for it indirectly by charging the banks more for deposit insurance and by reducing the size of the Troubled Asset Relief Program. Congressional Democrats and the Obama administration also agreed no more new loans will be made by the TARP, essentially ending the controversial program. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. stock market is set to open higher after a day when prices are down elsewhere. Analyst Sam Stovall of Standard & Poor's says investors have a big worry with continued high unemployment and restrained personal spending.
Not only will the consumer not be leading the economy's growth, but certainly might have a very big problem even supporting that growth.
The latest figures from the government show private employers added a small number of jobs in June. This is NPR News. Coalition military officials in Afghanistan say eight militants are dead after an attempted insurgent raid on a NATO airfield. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports on the attack in Jalalabad near the Pakistani border.
A coalition spokesman, General Yosef Blatt, said the attackers set off a car bomb near the gate to the airfield, then attacked with rocket-propelled grenades and small arms fire. He said the attackers failed to get inside the airfield and that most of them were killed.
The casualties are not yet completely clear. We do expect a number of about eight killed insurgents.
The spokesman said one Afghan soldier and one coalition soldier were wounded in the fighting. A Taliban spokesman claimed that insurgent fighters killed 20 foreign and Afghan troops, but the insurgents routinely exaggerate the effectiveness of their attacks. One thing that is clear is that the Taliban have been stepping up their attacks on foreign troops over the past several weeks. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
The Philippines has a new president. Benigno Aquino III, whose parents helped to lead the country out of dictatorship, has taken the oath of office in Manila. Thousands of people chanted his nickname as he was sworn in. He promises to address poverty and widespread corruption. 2 days of hearings start in Washington today on the causes of the financial crisis. The Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission will be looking at derivatives, and those are complex investment instruments composed of bits and pieces of other investments. It will also look at the role of investment powerhouse Goldman Sachs and that of the giant insurance company American International Group, or AIG. Its former CEO says he told the truth about the company's losses. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.